It's a very human feeling that whenever we lose a loved one, we immediately think of the last time we saw them, the last words, the last conversation. And also a very human feeling that when we are in the process of losing them, that we find ourselves with this desire of wanting to follow them, and also with the incapacity of doing so. In today's gospel, Jesus has announced to his apostles that he will be leaving them. And Jesus, being their spiritual teacher, must have stirred up these emotions of sadness, seeking them in conversion. Thomas is the first to speak. "Lord, we want to go with you, but we don't know the way." What must Jesus have been to Thomas in those 2.5 years of preaching and learning about the Word of God, assimilating it in his life, for him to hear that now he's leaving and he wants to follow him? But how? Who was Jesus for him? A couple of years ago, when I was still in seminary, we get assigned to parishes over the summer. So I got assigned to a medium-sized parish with a couple of priests, and I befriended a Jesuit priest. And every night, after having dinner, we would enjoy a glass of wine and talk about theology, the church, the community. And one day, he had had lunch with a Jewish rabbi, friends of his. And he comes to dinner, he talks, he shares his experience with us. And after dinner, he asks me, "Jorge, why are you a Christian?" A little taken aback by the question, I see it as a test. A seminary does that to you. So I think to myself, well, if I respond that pretty much I was baptized and that's the religion that was taught to me, he's going to respond that I can still choose to live any other faith or no faith at all. So I try to give a more intellectual answer. "Well, Father," I tell him, "it would seem that Christianity has these series of social and moral norms that build up community, build up civilization, the notion of conscience, of dignity, of personhood. All those are contributions of society to the world." He smiles and he says, "Well, Buddha and Confucius also offered some norms for the betterment of society, helping out the fellow neighbor. Furthermore, there's a lot of people who don't believe in God, atheist organizations that do a lot of social work in the world, and that do improve it. Why are you a Christian?" A little nervous with not finding the answer, I take a gulp of the wine, hoping to find wisdom in the spirits. "Well, Father," I tell him, "Buddhism, Confucianism, atheism, they don't believe in God." I do believe in God." And he responds, "Well, our Jewish brothers believe in God. Islam believes in God. Why are you a Christian?" I told him, "Well, Father, give me a couple of days to think about it and I'll get back to you on it." And I had this question haunting me, why am I a Christian, for months and months. I had the blessing to go to the Holy Land in a pilgrimage. And I met this man, Ibrahim, a Palestinian Christian. He lived in the Strip of Gaza, and every day he would commute to Israel to work. We became friends, and I invited him for a cup of coffee to get to know him a little bit more. And I asked him, "So, what does your day look like?" "Well," he says, "I wake up at 3 a.m. and make my way across the border. Sometimes it takes minutes, many times it takes hours. So I arrive Israel and start to work and arrive late at night." So I ask him, "Do you have a passport or an ID or something that they would..." "Oh, yes." He takes it out of his pocket, kind of hiding it so that nobody sees what he's about to show me. He puts it in front of me. And I begin to ask him, well, what does this word mean? Oh, that's my name, Ibrahim. Oh, and this one? Well, that's my last name. What does this word mean? Oh, that's my town where I live. What about this one? He pauses for a second. He looks me straight in the eye and says, that word has defined everything that I am. It defines my town, where I can live. It defines my social interactions. It defines where I can and cannot work. That word has been the cause of anger and discrimination toward me and my children. But for that word, I give my life. For that word, I shed the last drop of my blood. That word means Christian. So after a couple more days of reflecting, I call Father Jake back and I tell him, Father, I think I have a better answer for you. Next time we meet, the wine's on me. I come back and we meet and I tell him, yes, I was baptized into this faith, to the Christian faith. Yes, I believe that Christianity has incredible contributions to society. Yes, I believe in one God. But I believe, above all, that that God is love. That that God so loved the world that he gave me his only begotten Son. That that God made man is the way to the Father. That he is the way when no other way is enough. That he is the truth of my existence, of being a son of God. He is the life of our life. Spiritual teachers like Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, Abraham have talked about a way. The way to happiness, the way to heaven, the way to nirvana. But none of them have dared call themselves the way. Except one. Christ Jesus calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. Furthermore, Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and remained with his community of believers. He remained in the spiritual house of living stones, which is his church, in his true sacramental presence, in his word, in his community, in his ministers, that the heart of Jesus keeps beating as strongly in his church as it was with the apostles. Father Jake looks at me and he picks up his glass and he says, that's a better answer. I would like to pose the same question to you. It may take you minutes to respond, hours, maybe weeks, months, or years. Why are you a Christian? Why have you chosen to follow the path of the Christ, the path of the Son of God, God made man? Why are you a member of the living stone, which is his church? And once you find the answer, that answer of wisdom, that answer of truth, I pray that you find the courage also to live it out, seriously, with conviction, with the knowledge and experience of the Savior. May Mary show us this path. May she guide our reflection. May she guide the Word acting in us that we may find the way to the Father's house and walk it.